Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Another interest rate hike.
The big question is, by how much?
Deadly attack on police.
They were essentially ambushed while trying to keep a family safe.
Outrage after a court ruling.
Order to pay child support to the man she says raped her.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. Americans are bracing for another jolt to the wallet.
As a family, we will be focused on our spending and our saving, you know, hunkering down.
Interest rates are expected to go up after today's Federal Reserve meeting. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Although the Fed increases are intended to slow down the economy, the risk is that the Fed raises rates by too much or too quickly, and that it eventually slows down growth so much so that we are landing in a recession.
The Fed has signaled a possible 0.5% rise, but some economists predict they'll go higher to 0.75%, something that hasn't happened in almost 30 years. All that uncertainty has fueled massive sell-offs on Wall Street this week. Some wins, some losses for Donald Trump's chosen candidates in yesterday's primaries. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says there were two key races in Nevada.
Adam Laxalt will be the GOP nominee for U.S. Senate. He's endorsed by former President Trump and has supported false claims of election fraud. He'll take on Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in the fall. Also in Nevada, Jim Marchant is the Republican nominee for Secretary of State. Marchant has said that he would not have certified the 2020 election results. So if he wins in the fall, he's among the Trump-backed deniers of the 2020 election results who would oversee elections in 2024. Then there's South Carolina, where Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who's been critical of the former president, defeated Trump-backed candidate Katie Arrington in the state's first congressional district. But fellow Congressman Tom Rice, one of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach the former president, lost his re-election bid to Trump-backed state lawmaker Russell Fry.
Backers of proposed gun legislation have gotten a huge win, with Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying he's on board with the proposal. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Leader McConnell said he is comfortable with this agreement and said if it holds, he will support this legislation. McConnell joins at least 10 other Senate Republicans who have already backed the framework. It boosts mental health and school safety funding, enhances background checks for gun buyers under 21, and provides financial incentives for states to pass red flag laws to remove guns from people who could pose a danger.
In El Monte, California, east of Los Angeles, two police officers are dead. They were shot and killed as they responded to a report of a possible stabbing at a motel. Interim Police Chief Ben Lowry.
I've heard that the only way to take the sting out of death is to take the love out of life. And believe me, they were loved. These two men were loved. They were good men.
Lowry says other officers shot and killed the suspect as he tried to escape. The Southern Baptist Convention has voted to come up with ways to track pastors and other church workers accused of sex abuse. Weeks after a damning report saying church leaders mishandled cases and stonewalled abuse victims for years, Pastor Roland Slade.
We need to fix what we've done. We need to apologize. We need to be grateful for what the report has exposed so that we can correct it.
The lead author of the report says the church is just doing the bare minimum to respond. A Louisiana woman says she's stunned by a judge's ruling that involves the man she says raped and impregnated her. More from correspondent Vicki Barker.
Then 16-year-old Krista Abelseth says she was raped by a 30-year-old local man after a night of drinking and became pregnant from the attack. Police never acted on her report, and a judge went on to award full custody to her alleged attacker, ordering her to pay him child support. In the resulting public outcry, the local district attorney says he'll now review the case. A corruption watchdog wants it referred to an independent investigator.
WNBA star Brittany Griner will stay in Russian custody until at least July 2nd. State-run media say she won't be considered for a prisoner swap until an investigation is over. She was arrested at the Moscow airport for allegedly possessing vaping cartridges laced with cannabis.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Central Florida through the Gulf and Midwest, feels like temperatures and actual temps are expected to hit the 100-degree mark again.
Feels like a sun out here.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson has more on the heat wave that makes so many places feel like a sauna.
We've got another day of intensely hot weather on tap for 189 million Americans that are going to be seeing 90-degree temperatures or higher, and in some places, the feels like temperatures a good 10 to 15 degrees on top of the air temperature.
The World Health Organization says it'll find a new name for monkeypox after complaints from a group of scientists. The disease originated in Africa, and the group calls the name inaccurate, discriminatory, and stigmatizing. With the summer travel season here, $5 a gallon gas isn't keeping Americans home. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula in Lexington, North Carolina.
Pandemic cabin fever is fueling a surge in travel and tourism, despite record-high gas prices and inflation. Morgan Brookshire is with the tourism office in Lexington, North Carolina.
They're able to get out and explore and do all of these things that they've seen on TV or scrolling through Facebook the last 2 years. They're actually able to go themselves and experience it in person.
Industry experts say summer travel could be as much as 10% higher than pre-pandemic levels. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Lexington, North Carolina.
A Rancho Cordova, California gas station manager had only one job at the moment, putting the price on gas pumps.
I put all three prices on there, except the diesel. But the last one kind of didn't go, you know, right.
Well, that's an understatement. What John Cezina did was put a decimal point in the wrong spot. And when $6.99 a gallon diesel fuel started selling for 69 cents, social media exploded. Drivers lined up to buy it. He doesn't blame them.
Well, I would have done the same thing.
The station lost $16,000. Cezina was fired. Now his family has started a GoFundMe account so he can pay the station owner back. A Boston bus driver is being held in Bridgeport, Connecticut, blacking out while driving gamblers home from a casino trip. He says he didn't know the gummies he was snacking on were loaded with THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, although the bag clearly said so. There may have been a language barrier. The man is Chinese and used an interpreter in court. And move over Blackberries, Palm Pilots, and the dial-up modem. As of today, Microsoft says it will no longer support the Internet Explorer browser, pushing users to use its Edge browser instead.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A hit streaming series is about to become a Netflix reality show. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
I want to know how you can do these horrible things to people.
Netflix has announced a 10-episode reality competition based on Squid Game. The real-life version will feature 456 contestants battling for $4.5 million in prize money. Netflix says the games will be inspired by the massively popular South Korean survival show, but won't be as gruesome. The worst fate? Going home empty-handed. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hockey's Stanley Cup Finals begin tonight in Denver with the Colorado Avalanche hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 1. Tampa Bay is looking for its third straight cup. That hasn't happened since the Islanders won three in a row back in the 1980s. Colorado looks for its first cup since 2001. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, June 15th. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.